On this episode of Secrets of Home Building, Pat Cardone interviews Chad Lubin from People's Home Equity to discuss the importance of your lender being your financial advisor and not an open ATM when it comes to your custom construction transaction.
Hi, this is Pat with SG Home Builders. I'm here with Chad Lubin of the Lubin Group with People's Home Equity. Why don't you say hi, Chad?
How's it going?
We're here today. We're going to talk a little bit about lending, and we're going to talk about how Chad's company fits into the whole scheme of construction lending and end loans and buying and selling of homes. Chad, I know you've been in the business a long time. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your company?
Yeah, thanks again for having me on, Pat. So once again, my name's Chad Lubin, and I'm with People's Home Equity. We are a correspondent lending model, similar to, if you've heard of, a guaranteed rate or Pearl Mortgage. That's our main competition, so we're cut from that same cloth. I personally have been in mortgages now over 15 years and lead a group of my own personal production of nine people.
And those are, how many of those are lenders and how many are processing?
Everyone is here to take care of our clients and my production, so they're all support staff for me.
Perfect, perfect. So basically, you put all the stuff together, give it to the people, make it work.
I'm running things from my ivory tower, some people say, but also I'm down in the trenches when needed and running the ship and making sure every loan closes on time, everyone's getting their proper communication, and that we're putting deals through the process as quickly and efficiently as possible.
Okay, so let's go into, you know, the name of our program is Secrets of Home Building. Uh-huh. So really I bring in lenders because this is all about money.
Right.
When it comes down to it. I mean, there's 1,000 guys who can build you a home. There's 1,000 guys who can build a home wrong. Probably 1,000 can build it right, right?
Right.
But it comes down to being able to handle the money and make your financial transaction make sense for you to be able to afford to do this.
Right.
So what kind of advice would you give someone who is thinking about building, and how far out should they be looking before they're thinking about this?
If you're looking at building, and if we're talking a full gut rehab, I kind of consider a build, and
absolutely,
a tear down and complete, foundation up construction. Most people are usually looking about 6 months out.
Right.
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 Most of these people are using what's called a construction to perm loan.
Right.
It's short-term construction money that is relatively cheap money, under market level interest rates.
Right. How much?
You know, you're typically seeing mid 3% to higher 3% right now.
Right.
So if you see like a 5-year fixed adjustable rate mortgage, they're usually in line with where that product's at.
Okay.
Depending,
so really,
on down payment.
The thinking of the bank is this is short term money.
Right.
Get in, get out, make a little bit, because then we're gonna make money
right
down the road.
Absolutely. So they look at it as short term money. Coming in less than a year is typically where they want to be positioned.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they come in, lend the money, and want to get out within that year.
Right. Right. So when someone's getting ready, what kind of scores are they really going to need, do you believe, on your end, to really get this moving forward? Because most of these buildings in Chicago are under $1 million.
Right.
I mean, most construction projects.
There's
still the 20% that's the outrageously expensive ones, but most are just, you know, people either adding second stories, doing additions, gutting, you know,
right,
doing stuff like that, or building new at the $1 million and under range.
Yeah. Even. You know, customarily, I'm seeing, at least in the Chicago market, most of these projects are going above the conventional loan limit,
right,
which is $424,100.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when we see it go into that territory, you're getting into a bank's balance sheet, so to speak. So
explain yourself on that. What
I mean by that is you're getting into a jumbo loan territory,
okay,
where you're going to an individual bank or group of banks that allows this type of financing, and you're going to be at the mercy of their guidelines.
Okay.
Right? So
so you have to fit in a box.
Correct. You have to fit in this box. They do most of the investors that I deal with, and when I mean investors, those are the people putting up this money, whether it's a hedge fund, a mortgage lender, a bank.
Right.
They are looking at 700, preferably 720 plus credit scores.
Right. So they want people who pay their bills.
Correct.
Yep. It's a nice concept,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
But now I know here at your company, you do all levels of lending, correct?
We do. So when it comes to the construction financing, I'm looking to get with people at the beginning of their surge.
Right.
So my opinion on the mortgage industry and where it's headed is there's an advisory level and there's kind of the internet lenders out there, right? And
right.
I believe a lot of businesses are going to have that clear separation of you're either internet or you're advisory. So,
The internet are the guys banking on rates.
Correct.
You know, they're playing like the big casino.
Right. Absolutely. And you know, I'm looking to meet with someone at the beginning of the process before they start their search and advising them just not on the financing available, but what their top limit is, taking into consideration all their other financial goals.
When you look at somebody, do you look at their past financial decisions and give them, well, here's probably what would have been better,
yeah,
kind of advice as well?
Sometimes, yeah, if it comes about, I'm not opposed
to... You're not their uncle.
Right, you know, yes. Like, I'm not opposed to telling someone, hey, you're behind on your retirement planning.
Right, right?
Like
right.
This home purchase might need to, or this home build might need to take back seat for a while,
yeah,
or you're looking a little too high, you need to rein it back in and take care of X, Y, and Z before you start this process.
Right.
So it's always my goal when I start the process and try and fit them into whatever product is available to make sure we're not making people house poor and that all their wealth is tied up into real estate. It's a good thing to have your wealth tied up into, but it shouldn't be your end-all, be-all.
Right. Now, you came from very huge lending, which was G-rate, correct?
Correct. Yep. Yeah, I left guaranteed rate, and I've been a part of, my path has kind of came in as a subprime lender and then moved to having my own brokerage, and then during the real estate crash went to somewhere with a lot of stability, Wells Fargo,
right,
and then to guaranteed rate. So the last two lenders I worked for before People's Home Equity were very corporate, big entities, big lenders, right?
Right, right. So basically, I mean, was that a lot of them providing, here's the clientele, whereas now you're in a thing where it's more relationship-based?
No, guaranteed rate was very relationship-based,
okay,
as well, where we were driving most of our business. I think where I set myself apart is just more of the advisory role.
Right. Having a light bulb on upstairs.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so much of the, I mentioned a lot of the business is going to either advisory or online.
Right.
You know, a lot of the online entities, and I felt G-Rate was always guilty of this, is it's just everything's push button. So it's ease of use and it's quick and it's efficient. However, no one's taking a step back and saying, yeah, maybe this person shouldn't have a mortgage payment that's 50% of their monthly income, right?
Yeah.
Just because
you
can get the loan done on it doesn't mean it's the best thing for the customer.
So basically they're not having the narrative and the conversation with somebody who's saying, hey guys, what's going on in your life? What are your plans? What are you looking at? How many kids you got?
Yep.
Are they going to school?
Absolutely. I mean, you're hitting the nail on the head. Those are a lot of the questions I'm asking.
Yeah.
You know, where the mortgage process is flawed, in my opinion, is it looks at everything current credit scores, current debts, current income,
right,
current money in the bank.
Right.
But what's going to happen in the next 6 months or a year or 2 years? And
right,
who's having that conversation with, okay, we're going to have Pat build you a $2 million home,
right?
Right? That's all fine and dandy. And I'm not going to say that can't happen, but what other financial goals is it going to compromise by building this house?
Right.
Right.
Right. And to me, it's also about, where do you see your growth in income?
Correct.
You know, especially if you're jumping into something as large as a project that might be, like you're saying, $1 million to $2 million, you don't know. Where's that rainy day,
right,
sort of thinking?
Absolutely.
You know?
So, you know, anytime someone's talking about a gut rehab, a renovation, new construction in most parts of the city of Chicago, we're talking about a serious financial commitment, yeah, you know, absolutely. And the millions of dollars comes out a lot, right? So, you know, I feel it's my job to make sure that we're setting that up for long-term success. And I really believe in advising people to live their life in thirds. A third goes to the government, give or take. I always tell people, I know it's not good to pay that much money to the government, but you're doing something right if you're paying 35-40% of your income to taxes. It means you're doing pretty well. But a third to the government, a third to living expenses. So we want to fit everyone's debt, including this new home and their new construction. We want to fit that debt within a third, right? A third going to living expenses, and then a third to long-term savings and growth,
right?
Which is, i.e., investing in the stock market.
Right. Making it make sense. So tell me about your appraisals. Department here. What, do you guys have a department in the house?
Or? Yeah, the blessing I've had with our appraisals is they're all people that I've worked with for many years throughout my career.
Right.
And where the industry's gone is I can't pick who goes out to the property,
right.
But I can pick the five people that are on my panel,
right.
So I know it's five quality people.
Right, people who do know the market and
absolutely.
Understand how things move around sometimes.
And when you get back to the subject that we kind of started on of renovation and new construction, that's imperative.
Oh, God, yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
The appraisal is going to drive the whole structure of the transaction.
Right.
And the reason why is most of these projects are going, you know, they're going into a place where we need a future value appraisal.
Yeah, there's still some speculation there.
Right.
You know, I mean, because even the funny part is to me is that, you know, you would think that they would set these things up so that the plan sets would be more in stone.
Right.
Which they're not.
Correct.
They're still fluid when you're applying and getting loans approved.
Right.
So
yeah.
Choice is like, okay, then it really puts the squeeze on the builder and the lender and the home builder, the person themselves who's trying to build the home. And it's like, hey, I guess they do the best they can. And this is the structure that we've all been given. We got to deal with it, right?
For sure. Yeah, I mean, where that is so speculative, that's a great word that you use. It is speculation. And that's where I see a lot of people rushing through this process, right? So I'll get with a lot of people that are saying, and you know, you and I just shared a transaction that we were fortunate enough that they wanted to work with me and wanted to work with you. It was a situation where I had to tell them, hey, you need to get in this house within 45 days.
Yeah.
This construction loan isn't going to achieve that. Let's get you into the house.
Right.
There's some tenants involved, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So
it's not always clean.
Yeah, you're going to need to make some decisions that are permanent in this house. Let's take a step back. Let's get you in the property.
Right.
And then we'll deal with the construction loan further on down the line.
Right.
Once you know, you can get with Pat and you know the architect's
and
done drawings.
Zoning and everything else that's going to be happening. Because in some of these cases, like, you know, people taking older buildings and making them single family homes, you got zoning changes, you got issues, you've got things you got to work through that you're just burning money if you're sitting there, you know, waiting on a construction loan.
Right.
You know, you're right. I mean, maybe sometimes you may hold it. You may hold that client in there. You may hold that renter in there for 6 months.
Right.
While you're putting plans together.
For sure. And that's the biggest mistake I typically see. You know, I think it's few and far between how many loan officers have the knowledge and experience I do in both forward loans and and construction loans and
invaluable.
Renovation loans. And it's important just to be able to see what the project is from the beginning.
Yeah.
Because it's a fast moving market, and I know you know that on your side. So a lot of times we have to take a look, and you know, the biggest interest is, let's get this property for you first and foremost.
Yeah, absolutely. If it's the house you want, you need to acquire it.
Right.
I mean, because I've had a family I've been working with. In fact, I had you look at their file.
Yep.
You know, they wanted a house within four blocks. It's like, okay, it's needle in a haystack.
Right.
You know, this is the city of Chicago. It's pretty big.
Sure.
But if that's where you want to be, you got to move on what you see. It's funny. I mean, because I tell brokers all the time, get your clients, get them set up, and then let's look let's look together as the builder, as the lender, as the broker. Let's look together rather than jump in, try to piece it together.
Right.
Try to have a plan.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's where we've been fortunate to meet each other is it is
good. I think at a good time.
It's good to have a team of people that are familiar working together to advise you correctly.
And think the same.
Right.
You know, where we're actually doing our fiduciary role for another person and saying, okay,
right.
We're here. We'll help you spend every dime you got,
sure,
if that's what you want. But you know, in the long run, we're here to protect you, which for is what I respected when I first met you. I understand you're dead serious about this. Isn't a game,
right?
This isn't churn the money. This is and I've been in churn the money companies, just like you've been in churn
for
the
sure.
money companies.
Yeah,
I mean, I love G-Rate. You go online, you're like automatically approved.
Yeah,
right. Let's go shopping.
The online, the Quicken Loans out there, the Rocket Mortgage that just isn't our game. So, not that we can't move quickly, but I believe more in giving advice. And it was a distinct time.
But they've got their role.
For sure.
They absolutely have their role in the marketplace.
Absolutely. And that's why I think there's going to be this very concrete delineation of it's either you either go online to get your financial advice, your mortgage, your insurance, or you go to an advisor that you feel comfortable with their output and their value add by being involved in the transaction.
Right. So really what I'm taking from our discussion is, in terms of sequence of home building, you're saying, it's good to have an advisor.
It is.
And it's the same thing, I believe, is that you have to have somebody looking out for you financially. Not to say yes, no, blah, blah, but to say, what's the long-term goal?
For sure. Yeah. I have a theory that's done very well in my life, and I call it the bigger pile theory. If you have a bigger pile of money or experience in me, then I'm going to probably follow your advice, right?
Yeah, amen, man. That's right. And one of those has got to be what happened.
Right, absolutely. And I'm, I built a brand new home myself 2 years ago. It was a big project. So
how was the experience?
The experience was horrible, right? And that's exactly. That's what led me to get more invested in this and seeing how some builders operate.
There's lack of direction.
Right, right.
And that's the hardest thing to explain when you meet someone. Sometimes they're thinking, oh, what's the cheapest way I can get this done? That's not always the case. You need transparency. You need financial knowledge. You need experience. You need all this stuff piled together and a team, like you're saying.
For sure.
Here's the guy. Even if someone does do a construction loan elsewhere, they can come to you for the final loan because you can piece all this together to make it make sense for them moving forward.
Right. Yeah, I mean, candidly, there's a lot of times where I'm not completing the construction loan myself. Correct. I'm finding the best avenue for that to go through, and I'm working in conjunction with this institution to make sure the deal gets done, project managing, and making sure that bank has an out by us guaranteeing that we're going to pay them off when that construction's done.
Which is huge to a lot of these guys.
For sure.
Because, that's all it comes down to. That one-year construction loan, they just want the money back, It's probably a table of 5-6 guys or business owners going, yeah, we'll loan it.
Right. They're looking at cheap returns, but quick returns, right?
Yeah, exactly, which is cool. Well, thank you so much. Why don't you tell everybody how to get a hold of you?
Yeah, the best place to reach me is 312-731-4939, or you can email me anytime at chad@thelubingroup.com. Lubin is L-U. Two B's like boy, E as an elephant, N as a Nancy. Chad@thelubingroup.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much, buddy.
All right, Pat. Thank you.
For more information on how you can build or remodel your own custom home, you can visit us at sghomebuilders.com.